来
，Peace, brothers and sisters。
感谢主，我们可以一起再一次来寻求主的心意。
We thank the Lord that we have another opportunity to seek His will。
我们再有个祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer。
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you all thanksgiving and praise。
借着你的爱子，我们可以来到你面前。
We can come to you through your beloved Son。
我们这原来是在死亡中，在黑暗中。也在地的捆绑中的。
Formerly we were bound by sin, death, and the world.
但是你却叫我们活过来。
You have caused us to become alive.
你也叫我们可以来到你的宝座前。
And now we can come before your throne.
这是何等叫人难以理解的事。
This is very hard to comprehend.
但却是你给我们这样的特权。
But it is the authority you have given us.
我们求你向我们的心说话。
May you speak to our hearts.
让我们真实来到你的面前。
May we truly come before your presence.
谢谢你像说话的，像翻译的，像听话的说话。
May you speak to the one who speaks, to the one who translates, and to all who listen.
因为只有你知道我们需要什么话。
Because only you know the words that we need to hear.
愿你的话进到我们的深处。
May your words enter our depths.
将你宝贵的话种在我们的心里。
May they be planted in our hearts.
愿你成就人不能成就的工作。
May you do the work that no man can do.
愿你的宝座是怎样真实，你也使我们能够真实的来到你的宝座前。
As real as your throne is, may we also truly come before your throne.
求你捆绑恶者一切的诡计。
May you bind all the schemes of the enemy.
我们再次把赞美感谢归给你。
We give you all thanksgiving and praise.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.好，我们读几处的圣经。
Let's start by reading a few passages.
第一处哥林多后书第三章。
Second Corinthians chapter 3.
第五、第六节。
Verse 5 and 6.
并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
Not that we are adequate in ourselves to consider anything as coming from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God.
他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为那字句叫人死，经意叫人活。
Who also made us adequate as servants of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
经意原文就是灵或圣灵。
And in the new, in Chinese, it's the spirit.
然后，第四章第五节。
And then chapter 4, verse 5.
我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己引耶稣做你们的仆人。
For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your bondservants for Jesus' sake.
这里传这个字是 proclaim, 是宣告。
And here the word preach can also be translated as proclaim.
基督耶稣是特别强调耶稣已经死而复活升到天上。
And here Christ Jesus emphasizes that he has already risen from the dead and has ascended on high.
主这个字至少有四面的意思。
And the word Lord has a fourfold meaning.
第一个就是他是制裁者 sanctioner.
First is that he is the sanctioner.
第二他是Supreme authority, 至高的权柄。
And the second is that he has the supreme authority.
第三个，他是控制者 ,controller.
He controls all things, that's the third.
第四个，他是 owner, 他是所有者。
He is the owner of all things.
好，我们再读《使徒行传》第二章。
Now let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
今天我们不读全章了。
Today we won't read the entire chapter.
我们读三十二到三十六节。
Let's read verse 32 to 36.
这耶稣，神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。
This Jesus God raised up again, to which we are all witnesses.
他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。
Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured forth this which you both see and hear.
大卫并没有升到天上，但自己说，主对我主说，你坐在我的右边。
For it was not David who ascended into heaven, but he himself says, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand.
等我使你仇敌做你的脚凳。
Until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.
故此以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。
Therefore let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified.
我们一直看一个重点，就是怎样宣告基督耶稣为主。
Our focus has been on how to proclaim Christ Jesus as Lord.
在使徒行传给我们看到的第一个宣告，就是我们有基督身体的实际。
And the first proclamation we see is that we have the reality of the body of Christ.
只要有基督身体的实际，不用说话，人家就看到耶稣基督在当中。
And as long as you have that reality, even if you don't say anything, others will see that you have the, the reality of the body.
第二呢，神的话也宣告基督耶稣为主。
Secondly, the word proclaims that Christ Jesus is Lord.
只要我们愿意够用心去读神的话，你一定发现他是主，而且他是永远的主。
If you take the time and effort to study the word, you will discover that he is the eternal Lord.
第三个，我们所得的救恩让我们见证他是主。
And thirdly, the salvation we have received testifies that he is Lord.
我们得的救恩不是残缺的救恩，我们得的是全备的救恩。
We have received a full, complete salvation.
而且他过去救我们，现在救我们，将来还继续救我们。
He has saved us in the past. Presently, he is saving us, and in the future, he will continue to save us.
所以借着我们所蒙的拯救，见证他是主。
So this salvation that we have received testifies that he is Lord.
另外，第四方面，生命的道路。
And the fourth aspect is the way of life.
他不但救我们，他领我们走生命的道路。
He has saved us, but even more, He leads us on the way of life.
不认识耶稣基督的人不知道十字架道路的宝贵。
Those who don't know the Lord don't realize how precious the way of the cross is.
轻看十字架。
They may despise the cross.
逃避十字架。
They may try to escape the cross.
远离十字架。
Or flee from it, or be far from it.
但他不晓得，主就是借着十字架来救我们。
They don't realize that God used the cross to save us.
主不但借十字架来救我们，主借着十字架也显明人应该走的路就是十字架的道路。
And the Lord saves us through the cross. He also shows us that the way that we should walk is the way of the cross.
所以如果我们真是认识十字架的道路，走生命的道路，就见证他是主。
So if we truly understand the cross, then when we walk the way of the cross, we testify that He is Lord.
那今天我们来看另外一面，就是他已经在天上。他回到天，他从天上来，但他又回到天上。
And today we will focus on the aspect that he was from heaven, but now he has returned to heaven.
所以一面是天，一面是天上的宝座。
So one aspect is heaven, the other aspect is the throne in heaven.
对我们没有信主的人，天是关闭的。
To those who are not saved, heaven is shut.
天上的宝座是一个让我们觉得这是一个幻想的东西。
And you may think that the throne in heaven is just an imagination.
但对一个真正活在主面前，受主新鲜活泼带领的，天是开的，天上的宝座是又真又活的。
But to someone who has a true and living relationship with the Lord, heaven is open, and the throne in heaven is true and living.
启示录第四章就告诉我们神创造的这一面。
Revelation 4 tells us that God created these things.
受造之物怎样在宝座前。
And we see the creatures, the created beings before the throne.
在宝座前的受造之物是满有生命的，是神给的那个生命的，是永远的生命。
Those creatures before the throne are full of the life that the Lord has given them.
这生命是满有大能的。
And that life is powerful.
所以这要鼓励我们羡慕来到他的宝座前。
So this should cause us to desire to draw near to His throne.
因为在神面前是没有死亡的。
Because there is no death in God's presence.
所以如果我们是带着死来的话，应该是被活过来的。
So if we had been bringing death, then we should be brought to life.
因为神的生命是大有能力。
The life of God has much power.
也见证 他是王，他是掌管统治一切所有的。
He it demonstrates that he is king and he holds all things.
他的生命也使受造之物有服侍他，照他的旨意服侍他的能力。
And his life allows all the creation to serve him according to his life.
他的生命显明什么是真正健全健康的。
And his life demonstrates what is truly healthy.
我们讲到救恩，很少人提到健全这一方面。
And when people speak about salvation, few people talk about the aspect of
sound.
Of being sound.
那个，但是救恩这个字，蒙拯救这个字，其中有一面的意思就是健全。
But one aspect of the word salvation is that it is sound.
我们如果从地上的角度去看健全的话，你就发现不知道那是什么东西。
From an earthly perspective, you don't know what that is.
真正的健全是出于宝座的。
But something that is sound comes from the throne.
是出于主那里。
It is from the Lord.
所以如果我们不能够来到主，不认识主的话，我们恐怕永远不知道什么叫健全。
So if you never draw near to the Lord, then perhaps you will never know what is something that's sound.
不但是如此，宝座的生命是个超越的生命。
And even more so, the life that is from the throne is one that surpasses.
一切属地的，一切会捆绑的，它都超越。
It surpasses all things that are earthly or are of bondage.
不晓得你羡不羡慕这个超越的生命。
I don't know if you admire that.
今天我们没有被一些东西搅扰到，我们都觉得自己很刚强。
Today, if we don't struggling from something, then we may feel that we are strong.
你没有被任何东西刺激到，你觉得呢？你觉得你好像什么都是得胜的。
If something doesn't stir you up, then you may think that you are overcoming.
但是必须承认，不管你多聪明，不管你多有能力，你总有至少有一点是你最弱的。
But you must confess that no matter how intelligent you are or how strong you are, there is at least one weakness that you have.
你不碰到的时候生龙活虎，你不碰到的时候好像你都是超越人家的。
And as long as you don't touch that weakness of yours, then you feel like you are above everyone else, and you feel that you surpass all things.
什么时候碰到你那个最弱的那一点，可能在别人呢是毫不在意的，别人就是很容易就过去了。
And then as soon as you touch that one weakness though, and perhaps that's a weakness that to other people is something that is of no problem to them.
但是在我们身上最弱的那一点一碰到的时候，你就知道我们的多脆弱。
But as soon as you touch that weakness, then you realize just how fragile you are.
我们爬在地上，连站起来力量都没有。
You are crawling on the ground, and you don't even have the strength to stand up.
这包括在肉身上，也包括在属灵上。
This includes both bodily weaknesses and spiritual weaknesses.
不用我们去指别人什么，我们自己知道，你身上有什么点是最弱的，你知道。
You don't need to point out other people's weaknesses. You know your own weakness, where the weakest part of you is.
但是宝座前的生命是超越的生命。
But the life on the throne is one that surpasses.
就是我们有最弱的那一点，神也可以使他显出他生命的大能的超越。
Even in your weakest part, God's power can demonstrate how it surpasses it.
天上的宝座是具有收据的能力。
The life on the throne has the power to bring together.
这个收据的能力显明他是分别为圣的。
And it shows that he is separated, set apart.
所以你会发现，一个真正活在神面前的人，他会可能会因着神的缘故，他会在必要的时候会跟不愿意跟随神的会有分别。
So one who is willing to draw near to the Lord and live before the Lord, at certain times, he may find that he has to set himself apart from others.
这个分别不是因为轻看的缘故，这个分别是因为那个收据的大能。
And this isn't because he despises other people, but it's because of that power of drawing together.
这个收据的大能也叫人有方向，也叫人前面知道要往哪里去。
And that gives us a direction or where we are going.
常常我们不知道人生的方向去哪里。
Often we don't know the direction of life.
我们在地上打转。
We may be wandering on earth.
你有没有遇到个情形？你是很顺利的，但是你里面觉得虚空的虚空。
Have you ever encountered a situation where everything in life is going smoothly, but you feel vanity of vanities within?
什么东西好像都比别人表现得好，但是呢，里面觉得虚空的虚空。
Perhaps everything is going better than it is for anyone else, but you feel so empty inside.
这是我亲身经历的。
That's something I personally experienced.
虚空的虚空。
Vanity of vanities.
你把最好的给我，我还是觉得虚空的虚空。
You give me the best, and I still think that it's vanity of vanities.
因为只有神，只有天上宝座有收据的大能。
Because only God, only the life on the throne has this power of drawing back.
叫我们有方向。
It gives you direction.
受造的目的，你除非来到创造宇宙万物的主面前，否则你永远不会明白。
Unless you come before the creator of all heaven and earth, you will never understand this.
你千万不要去找地上聪明的人。那些聪明人不但自己不明白，恐怕他以他自己的见证所告诉你，我所进入的是虚空的虚空。
And if you try to find the most intelligent people on earth, they may perhaps they don't even understand it, or even they will tell you that everything they know is vanity of vanities.
除非那个人是真的来到神面前。
Unless that person has truly come before the Lord.
所以这是宝贵的。
This is something precious.
宝座有收据的能力。
The throne has the power to draw back.
所以神是圣洁的，神是分别为圣的，所以那个被收据的也圣洁，也分别为圣。
God is holy and God is set apart. So one who is drawn back is one who is also holy and set apart.
神是荣耀的，神是尊贵的，所以被他收据起来的也变成荣耀的、尊贵的。
God is glorious and honorable. So those who are brought back are also glorious and honorable.
你不需要荣耀自己。
You don't need to glorify yourself.
不需要抬高自己。
You don't need to lift up yourself.
你只要来到神面前，原来是非常卑微的。神从尘土中把人高举起来。
If you come before the Lord, you realize you were so lowly, but you were made out of dust. But God has lifted you up on high.
但也可以，神也可以曾把人从宝座拉下来。
But God can also pull you down from the throne.
但这个是神收据的能力。
This is God's power of drawing back.
神就不但有收据能力，神是有旨意的。
And God also has a will.
你不来到他面前，永远不知道神的旨意在哪里。
If you never come before the Lord, you will never know what His will is.
千万不要用我们的小头脑去对抗神的旨意。
Don't try to use your own little brain to counter God's will.
每一次神要启示我们他的旨意的时候，我们都用这个理由跟那个理由，我们这样的理论那样理论来跟他对抗。
Every time God wants to reveal His will to us, we often try to argue with Him with our excuses or our theories.
如果我们是这样的光景，我们恐怕会逐渐失去，因为他旨意创造我们，能够进入那个丰富的机会。
And perhaps by doing so, we may find that we miss out on entering into the abundance that He created us for.
所以他是有旨意的。
So he has a will.
我们也是因为他的旨意被造而有，而且要成为初熟的果子。
And we were created for his will, and we will become his first fruits.
我们是因着他的旨意被造，我们如果活在他的旨意里面，我们就逐渐被带来成熟。
We were created by his will, so if we live in his will, then we will be made mature.
启示录第五章告诉我们。
Revelation 5 tells us.
神主耶稣的救赎。
Of the salvation of our Lord.
他救赎的结果是把我们带到神的面前。
The result of this salvation is to bring us to His throne.
所以真正蒙恩得救的人，他应该跟造他的主、救他的主那个关系是一个活的、新鲜的，是一个亲密的关系。
So those who truly have been saved by the Lord should have a very close, living and intimate relationship with the Lord.
如果有任何一个人、一个事情、一个物挡在我们跟他之间的关系，我们就没有那个时机。
And if any item, if any person, if anything is blocking us between us and the Lord, then we don't have this reality.
所以这也是叫我们愿意服侍主、愿意把人带到神面前的人，要学一个功课。
So if we want to serve the Lord and we want to bring people before the Lord, we must learn this lesson.
我们是帮助人来到神面前呢？还是阻挡的人等到神面前。
Are we bringing people to the Lord, or are we preventing people from meeting the Lord?
如果有一个弟兄或一个姊妹，他跟我的关系好过他跟神的关系，那我就阻挡了他。
If any brother or sister has a better relationship with me than with the Lord, then I am a hindrance to that person.
他应该可能是，他也许刚得救是可以跟我的关系好过神的关系，但是我们应该是逐渐到一个地步，他跟神的关系是好过他跟我的关系。
Perhaps if that person was newly saved, then he or she might have a better relationship with me than with God. But eventually, that person's relationship with God should surpass that.
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是他可以直接受神的引导。
That means that that person can be directed directly by God.
他可以因着顺服神的缘故向我说不。
That person can say no to me because he or she is obeying the Lord.
他向我说不，不是他讨厌我，他向我说不是因为我可能跟不上神，他需要跟上神。
And by saying no, that does not mean that this person dislikes you, but maybe.That person is following the Lord and you aren't.
这是个宝贵的学习。
And that is a precious lesson.
我们自己需要到神面前。
We must come to the Lord.
我们弟兄姊妹之间彼此的帮助是帮助真的来到神面前。
And if we are helping our brothers and sisters, we should help each other to draw near to the Lord.
一个真正蒙恩得救，说他是被羔羊的宝血救赎回来的，他应该跟救赎他的主有个亲密牢不可破的关系。
One who has been saved by the blood of the Lamb should have an intimate, unbreakable relationship with the Lord.
因为这是个基础。
That's the foundation.
有这个基础，他才可以被神制作。
And with this foundation, you can be built up by the Lord.
为什么我们常常会遇到一个情况，就是信主三十年、四十年，甚至到五十年，还是像刚得救的 baby 一样？
Why is it that sometimes, even though we believe in the Lord for 30, 40, or 50 years, we are still like babes?
那原因就是那个得救的人跟主的关系根本就没有真正建立起来。
It's because that relationship with the Lord was never truly established.
他不能稳定在神的面前。
You can't be stable before the Lord.
所以神在他身上没有做工的余地。
So God was unable to do any work on this person.
向他说话还没进去就被撒旦吃掉了。
Before the Lord could speak to this person, Satan already snatched the words away.
一点点感动，马上被一个状况就打消了。
If he was moved by the Lord even a little, another circumstance made it dissipate.
所以才会有圣经有这么一句话：终究学习却是不明白正道。
And that is why in the Word you see the phrase always learning but never coming to a knowledge of the truth.
看起来很追求很认真，但是呢，根本没长大。
It seems like this person is pursuing the Lord but has never grown.
这是可怕的光景啊。
That's a very scary condition.
这对我们来讲话，重大的损失就是主要给我们那个极大的祝福，我们根本就没有进入的机会。
And the greatest tragedy is that the Lord wants to give us such blessing, but we are unable to enter into it.
所以真正来到神面前，跟神有一个亲密、活泼，是一个牢不可破的关系，才能够被他工作。
So only those who have this unbreakable relationship with the Lord can allow Him to work in us.
做成什么？
And what will we be built into?
做成国度。
Into the kingdom.
见证我们已经在他的国里面。
To testify that we are already in His kingdom.
做成祭司。
To be built together as priests.
我们不但可以到他面前，我们也可以把人带到他面前。
We can draw near to the Lord and we can bring others to the Lord.
做成神的权柄，不但在天上，神的权柄借着跟他有融洽关系的，可以带来在地上。
We are built up in such a way so that God's authority on earth, on heaven, can be expressed on earth by these people.
所以这个大义理。虽然这一个在杀人不眨眼的尼布甲尼撒面前
，Even though Daniel was before the presence of Nebuchadnezzar, who did not hesitate to kill anyone，
不是他在那苦苦的要求尼布甲尼撒放他一马
，He wasn't anxiously requesting Nebuchadnezzar to let him off easy，
他根本都不需要向他做这样的事
，He never had to do anything like that，
他向尼布甲尼撒。做一个见证说是至高的神在人的国中掌权
Daniel testified before Nebuchadnezzar that the Most High God reigns in the midst of man
所以这有个权柄 是借着一个器皿从宝座带到地上来
That's an authority that is expressed from heaven to earth through a vessel
所以你要知道这是多宝贵的事情
And that is something precious
从创造面，从救赎面，我们经历多宝贵的事情。
From creation, from salvation, we have experienced something so precious.
所以它彰显神智慧的种种方面。
It demonstrates all aspects of God's wisdom.
它彰显神的能力的各种方面。
It demonstrates all aspects of God's power.
它彰显神在各种机会里面显出他的荣耀。
And how God expresses his glory in all circumstances.
它彰显他尊贵，他配得赞美。
See how honorable God is and how worthy he is of praise.
哎呀，真是能够活在宝座前，那实在是太宝贵了。
If you can live before the throne, that is truly precious.
那这一个呢，使徒行传呢，有一面就是宝座前。他已经复活了，升天了，现在宝座，神借着他的儿女来见证。
And one aspect in Acts is that the Lord has already resurrected, has ascended into heaven, and is on the throne, and he expresses that through his people on earth.
我从使徒行传第一章到十二章呢，大概发现六个方面。
I think I found six aspects from Acts chapter 1 through chapter 12.
这六个方面呢，一个是圣灵。
And the first aspect is the Holy Spirit.
如果是我们在圣灵里面，我们就可以又真又活的经历认识，天是开的，宝座是真实的。
If we are in the Holy Spirit, then we can experience the true and living fact that heaven is open and the throne is real.
第二面是神的话。
And the second aspect is the Word of God.
所以，如果我们真正进入那个圣灵把我们带进到那个神话语的实际
，If we enter into the reality that the Holy Spirit brings us into,
天是开的。
Heaven is open.
宝座是真实的。
The throne is real.
第三个方面
The third aspect
是耶稣基督的名。
Is the name of the Lord Jesus.
不是指口号。
It is not just a catchphrase.
耶稣基督名不是个口号。
It's not just a
slogan. 所以你有这个实际，天是开的，宝座是真实的。
If you have this reality, then heaven is open and the throne is real.
第四个方面接着我们祷告的经历。
And the fourth aspect is our experience of prayer.
所以如果我们是一个愿意祷告的人，
If we are willing to pray,
我们也愿意进入深的祷告的人，
And we are willing to enter into deeply into prayer,
你要见证天是开的，宝座是真实的。
You will testify that heaven is open and the throne is real.
还有另外这两方面都是我们不能做的。
And there are two aspects that we can't do.
主的使者显现。
One is the appearance of God's messenger.
天使显现。
It's the appearance of angels.
他什么时候要显现，这我们不知道。
We don't know when they appear.
但是有那个情况发生的时候，知道天在做事了。
But when you experience that, you know that there is work being done in heaven.
还有另外一面就是主耶稣自己的显现。
And a sixth aspect is that the Lord himself personally appears.
所以这个是我们可以稍微来看一下。
And these are some aspects that we can look into detail.
我给大家只是一个可以一个寻求的方向。
This is just the direction that you can seek the Lord.
所以这个交通只是一个把负担交托给大家。
So this sharing is just to pass this burden on to everyone.
所以我的交通呢也不一定是全面的。
So this may not be the full aspects.
但是呢就是我们有个方向去经历，去寻求，去进入天开了，宝天上宝座的真实性。
But this is a direction that we can take to experience how heaven is open and the throne is real.
我们知道，在使徒行传第一章，主耶稣复活以后，跟门徒讲国度的事情。
We know that after the Lord resurrected from the dead, in Acts 1, he spoke about the concerning the kingdom with his disciples.
所以，在主的心中，神的国度，天国的显现。是他心头上重要的事情。
So we know that this aspect of the appearance of the kingdom is very important to the Lord's heart.
这也是他借着教会，要教会要有神国度的见证，也是一件重要的事情。
And the church should have the testimony of the kingdom that is also very important to him.
然后他又要门徒能够在那里受圣灵的浸。
And then he wanted the disciples to be baptized by the Holy Spirit.
那这个圣灵的浸就是浸成一个身体。
And the baptism of the Holy Spirit is to be baptized into one body.
后来他又讲说，他要门徒在耶路撒冷等， 等候从上头来的能力，这个能力呢，使得他们能够为耶稣基督做见证。
And he told the disciples to wait at Jerusalem for the power which comes above, which will allow them to testify.
然后呢，主就被接升天了。
And then the Lord ascended to heaven.
在被接升天的时候，两个使者在旁边说，他怎样去，还要怎样回来。
And when, as he was ascending, there were two messengers who said that just as he ascended into heaven, in the same way he will return.
这不是只是一个客观的宣告。
It's not just an objective proclamation.
这是对门徒告诉他们说，主很快就要回来。
That is also telling the disciples that the Lord will return quickly.
因为需要预备。
Because you need to prepare.
所以在初期的教会一开始的时候，他们就从主那里托付国度的见证、基督身体的见证、耶稣基督的见证和主再来的等候。
So at the early church, they testified of the kingdom, they testified of the body of Christ, they testified of Christ and of his return.
所以圣灵也做这件事情。
So the Holy Spirit did this work.
圣灵是从宝座来的。
The Holy Spirit came from the throne.
圣灵来不是只是满足我们需要的解决而已。
And the Holy Spirit doesn't just come here to fulfill all our needs.
圣灵来是要成全神借着耶稣基督所要成就的，他能够继续完成那一切要成就的。
The Holy Spirit will complete what Jesus had come to earth to establish.
所以当圣灵在圣徒身上是真实的，
When the Holy Spirit is real in his people,
当教会有基督身体的实际，
When the church has the reality of the body of Christ,
你就发现那个恩赐是出于圣灵的，不是出于人的训练的。
You realize that these gifts are from the Holy Spirit and not from human.
是圣灵给的。
It is from the Holy Spirit.
说方言是圣灵给的。
Speaking in tongues that comes from the Holy Spirit.
说智慧的话是圣灵给的。
Speaking words of wisdom that comes from the Holy Spirit.
说知识的话是圣灵给的。
Speaking words of knowledge that is from the Holy Spirit.
说预言是圣灵给的。
Prophecy is from the Holy Spirit.
能够治理教会或治理办事情，这个能力是圣灵给的。
The ability to establish or to establish a church is the power from the Holy Spirit.
我们常常以为说你是学这个专业，所以你就一定要做这一类的侍奉，其实不一定的。
We may sometimes think that because you are you majored in some certain field, so you must do work related to that.
那可能对于地上的工作是需要，但是对于属灵上来讲，不一定是这样的。
Perhaps in earthly jobs that's the case, but in spiritual matters it's not always the case.
帮助人的恩赐是圣灵给的。
The gift of helping others comes from the Holy Spirit.
你知道那个时候是出于圣灵有什么特性？
And what aspect of the Holy Spirit was it from?
在使徒行传第二章，圣灵一浇灌下来，那些说方言的，他说什么呢？
And when the Holy Spirit was poured out in Acts 2, what did those who spoke in tongues say?
他们是讲说神的伟大。
They preached of how great God is.
的中文的翻译是讲说神的作为，没有作为这个字，是讲神的大。
In the Chinese, it says the position of God, but actually, it's just how great He is.
Chinese 是对。
The great deeds of God. In Chinese, it speaks of His great deeds, but actually, it's just about how great God is.
而且这个情况哈，发生第二次在哪里呢？第二次就是在哥尼流家。那个圣灵又浇灌下来，他们又说方言，他们说什么呢？又说神的伟大。
And again in Acts chapter 10, we see the Holy Spirit being poured down, and once again they spoke in tongues. What did they speak of? How great God is.
所以出于圣灵的恩赐，应该是显于神的伟大。
So these gifts from the Holy Spirit demonstrate how great God is.
出于圣灵的恩赐，不应该变成人的高举。
And these gifts from God should not become what lifts us up.
也不是用来比较。
And they shouldn't be used to compare ourselves with one another.
啊，那有时候我们说，哦，我有这个恩赐，你没有那个恩赐，然后我就看不起你，然后你就看不起我。
Sometimes we have this gift, that person has that gift, and we look down on each other.
没有这个道理的。
But there's no basis for that.
因为它是身体里面的不同的肢体。
Because these are different members in the body.
所以，但是呢，它要彰显就是神的伟大。
But they will express how great God is.
彰显神伟大不是我们人变大。
And when you express how great God is, that doesn't make yourself great.
我们有时候碰到一个情形，就是神的伟大没有彰显出来，人的大倒跑出来了。
Sometimes we what happens is we don't express how great God is, but we express how great we are.
那就显明了不出于神。
And that shows that that is not from God.
啊，人神的伟大还没有被人家认识的，已经这个人已经是不得了了。
Before people could recognize how great God is, people already were praising this person.
那个没有能力使人认识神。
But there is no ability for people to know God in that way.
只是把我们的羞耻显出来。
Instead, it only expresses our shame.
而且你发现，在一开始圣灵一浇灌的时候，一圣灵一做工的时候。
And when the Holy Spirit was first poured out, and when the Holy Spirit was working,
神就使弟兄姊妹很自然地聚在一起生活。
The Holy Spirit allowed all brothers and sisters to naturally live together.
而且渴慕在一起生活。
And they desire to dwell together.
这个生活呢，是带着强大的吸引力。
And this lifestyle had much power of drawing people together.
但是不是每个弟兄姊妹经济环境都很好的。
But not all brothers and sisters were in good financial condition.
有的人好，有的人不好。
Some people were well off, some people weren't.
但是神做了一个工作到一个地步，愿意变卖田产来弟兄姊妹在一起，一起认识主。
But the Holy Spirit did such a work that people were willing to sell all their possessions and live together with one another.
所以我们看到好像基督的性情就在当中。
We see the character of Christ among them.
人不怕多付代价。人愿意彼此的帮助，一起来到神面前。
People weren't afraid to pay any price. They were willing to bring together, draw near to the Lord.
而且像这个彼得起来说话的时候
，And whenever Peter stood up to speak,
这个说话他不是去背圣经来说话。
He didn't speak by memorizing the scriptures.
他是圣灵给他话。
The Holy Spirit gave him the words to say.
圣灵把他曾经读过的那个客观的话，那些原则性的话，变成生命的话。
The Holy Spirit turned those objective words of doctrine into subjective experience.
所以你看，当我们看这些话哈，如果我们不没有在圣灵的工作底下，我们看是一点都不感动的。
So when we read the Bible, if we aren't touched by the Holy Spirit, if
但是那个时候圣灵。把话点活了。
But that time, the Holy Spirit lit the word and made it alive.
就圣灵就把话变成生命的话。
And it turned the word into the word of life.
生命话一出来之后，别人就扎心。
And as soon as the word of life came out, people were pricked in their hearts.
那个话就刻在人的心板上。
Those words were written into the tablets of their hearts.
不但叫人能够谦卑在神的面前，悔改在神的面前。
So that people would humble themselves and repent before the Lord.
而且叫人得救。
And people were saved.
甚至得救之后是领受圣灵。
And after they were saved, they received the Holy Spirit.
所以如果我们不活在受圣灵带领的情况底下，我们事实上是不可能叫人也进入受圣灵的带领。
If we aren't led by the Holy Spirit, we won't be able to cause others to live by the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵是叫我们经历，叫我们见证，天是开的。
So the Holy Spirit allows us to testify that heaven is open.
圣灵，所以今天我们活在这个圣灵带领的实际是必须的。
So we must live under the leading of the Holy Spirit today.
而且当有争论发生的时候
，And whenever there were any debates,
你说争论发生的时候他怎么办
？What do you do whenever there's a disagreement？
第一个就是彼得他这个到哥尼流家去。
Peter had gone to Cornelius's house.
哥尼流是外邦人。
Cornelius was a Gentile.
彼得是犹太人。
Peter was a Jew.
那彼得是按照他犹太人的规矩，犹太人传统是跟外邦人从来不来往。
According to the traditions and customs of the Jews could have nothing to do with the Gentiles.
但是神也要在他身上做工。
But God was working in his life.
所以神呢，就在他去祷告的时候，就把异象给他。
And while he was praying, God gave him the vision.
然后呢，后来又告诉他说，他要跟哥尼流派来的人一起到哥尼流家里面去。
And then he told Paul.Then he told Peter to go with these people to Cornelius' house.
所以这个彼得他能脱离他传统的犹太传统，是出于圣灵的工作。
So Peter could be set free from these Jewish traditions because of the work of the Holy Spirit.
然后他就去了这个哥尼流家。
And then he went to Cornelius's house.
然后哥尼流呢，在他们一家人啊，在那里听，在那里听彼得讲话的时候。
And as these people at Cornelius's house listened to Peter preach,
彼得只是在把话讲出来。
Peter was just speaking these words.
彼得没有做任何按手的工作。
Peter did not do any work of laying of hands.
然后圣灵就浇灌在当中。
But then the Holy Spirit was poured out among them.
那圣灵浇灌在当中，所以彼得一看，神既然恩待了这个外邦人，跟恩待犹太人是一样的。
And as Peter saw this, he realized that God was gracious to the Gentiles in the same way he was gracious to the Jews.
然后呢，他就说那当然给他们受浸了。
Then he said, how can we refuse the water for these to be baptized?
今天我们给人家受浸，如果我们碰到这个，我们好像觉得没什么大事。
Today when we see this, we don't think it's any big deal.
在那个时候是个大事。
But back then it was a huge deal.
所以他离开了哥尼流家，回到耶路撒冷。
He left Cornelius' house and returned to Jerusalem.
他一回去，在耶路撒冷，特别是着重律法的那些圣徒就跟他争辩。
And as soon as he got to Jerusalem, those, especially those who emphasized the law, started to debate with him.
这个争辩，彼得怎么解决？
And how did Peter deal with this disagreement?
今天我们有很多意见不同啊。
Today we have many different opinions.
但你会发现彼得呢，他没有做什么。
But you see that Peter didn't do anything.
他只把整个事实神怎么做叙述一遍。
He only described the entire incident of what God did.
神怎样在彼得身上做。
How God did the work in his life.
所以他这个不会去哥尼流家的人，结果他去了。
So that someone who wouldn't have gone to Cornelius' house went to Cornelius' house.
然后他又把这个神的使者，啊，神的使者怎样向哥尼流显现。
And he spoke of how God's messenger revealed himself to Cornelius.
然后告诉他说，这个你要到约帕去，俏不巷家里面去找彼得。
And the messenger told Cornelius to send people to Joppa and find Peter at the tanner's house.
那哥尼流就派人就去了。
And Cornelius sent people to find him.
然后就很准时，就到那里。到那里之后呢，彼得正是在那里魂游向外，那圣灵跟他讲说有人来找你了。
And it was during that time that while Peter was in a trance that the Holy Spirit told him that people have come to find you.
还告诉他几个人来，还告诉他说你要跟他们去。
And the Holy Spirit told him how many people there were and that he should go with them.
所以这整个的过程全都是圣灵做的。
This entire process was the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以彼得呢，就跟六个约帕的弟兄就到了哥尼流家。
So Peter went with these from Joppa back to Cornelius' house.
然后就发生了在哥尼流家，圣灵浇灌，从把外邦人跟犹太人合成一群。
And you see at Cornelius' house how the Holy Spirit was poured out and it baptized and he baptized Gentiles and Jews together.
这是宇宙性的基督身体的形成。
This is the establishment of the universal body of Christ.
它代表全宇宙性的。
It has a universal aspect.
在当时来讲的话，就是所有的犹太人跟外邦人合成一群。
It means that at that time, all the Jews and the Gentiles were gathered together as one.
所以当这个彼得把这个事实叙述完之后
，After Peter described this situation,
那些要跟他争论的弟兄就安静了。
Those who were disagreeing with him quieted down.
今天我们能不能学这样的功课
？Today, can we learn this lesson?
如果圣灵在我们当中有工作
，If the Holy Spirit is working among us,
我们有很多的这样的那样的想法
，We may have various opinions.
如果真的圣灵在我们当中工作了
，If the Holy Spirit is truly working among us,
能不能让圣灵照他工作的结果，我们都服下来呢
？Will we be willing to bow down to the results of the Holy Spirit's work.
这个服下来，就让身体的见证就显明出来了。
And when we submit, then the reality of the body is demonstrated.
就让身体的经历丰富起来了。
And the experience of the body is very abundant.
就让生命的交通没有中断。
And there is no longer any barrier of fellowship with of life.
不但有身体的实际，而且这个身体可以长大。
And you see how real the body is, and the body grows.
所以在 初期的教会，你会发现他们根本没有什么所谓的什么传福音的什么大活动。
And you see that in the early church, they didn't have any big events of preaching the gospel.
人与基督徒一接触，人与教会一接触，人就愿意再来认识耶稣基督。
As these people met the believers and encountered them, they were drawn to the Lord.
每一个弟兄姊妹都是神的宝贵的器皿。
Every brother and sister was God's vessel.
每一个弟兄姊妹都是把人带回到神的家中的那个神的管道。
All brothers and sisters were channels by which others were brought back to the Lord.
所以这是很宝贵的事情。
And that is a very precious aspect.
所以这是需要主帮助我们。
And we need the Lord to help us here.
进入那个身体的实际。
To enter into the reality of the body.
而且圣灵的座也把那一切从国度以外的 带进到这国度里面。
And the Holy Spirit's work caused those who were outside the kingdom to be brought into the kingdom.
那讲到这一个神的话的部分。
And regarding the word of God,
那彼得呢？他在那里宣告神的话的时候
，As Peter was proclaiming the word of God,
他宣告的约珥书第二章预言的话
，He proclaimed the prophecy from Joel chapter 2.
他宣告的诗篇十六篇生命道路的话
，He proclaimed the words of life from Psalm 16.
他宣告的诗篇一百一十篇，主已经现是在。按照麦基洗德的人在天上做大祭司。
And from Psalm 110, he proclaimed that the Lord is already the high priest in heaven on the order of Melchizedek.
这是好像给我们一个话语的规模啊。
It is like a pattern of sound words.
当我们读预言的时候，我们要读到耶稣基督并他钉十字架和他的再来。
And when we read the word, we should read.Christ and Him crucified and His return.
当我们读到生命的路的时候，我们应该看到主自己。
And when we read the word of the way of life, we should see the Lord Himself.
当我们读到这些祭司的制度的时候，我们应该看到现在主怎样在宝座，是神所立的永远的大祭司。
As we read the order of priests, we should see that the Lord is already in the throne and has already been established as the high priest.
当我们这一个读圣经一直读下去的时候
And as you continue reading,
我们可以知道说原来神现在在做什么
you see, you realize what God is currently doing.
所以他说他在这个使徒行传 第四章讲到
In Acts chapter 4,
他说主呢他现在在天上但是呢他有一天要来
He says that the Lord is currently in heaven, but one day He will return.
他说天必留他，直到等到万物复兴的时候。
That He will be in heaven until all things are renewed.
就是主现在在天上等。
So the Lord is waiting in heaven.
等什么
？Until.
等一个恢复的工作。
Until the work of recovery.
所以我们蒙恩得救。
All who are saved.
主在我们身上。要继续做恢复的工作。
The Lord will continue to do the work of recovery in us.
我们蒙恩得救之后，我们有他新造的生命。
After we are saved, we have His new life.
不代表我们已经长大成熟了。
That doesn't mean, however, that we are already mature.
我们需要继续让这个生命长大。
That life needs to keep growing.
所以让这个恢复至少在我们身上是完全的。
So that recovery should be complete in our lives.
如果我们在每一神在每一个圣徒身上是完全的。那个最后那个完全就很快就到。
And if it is complete in all of our lives, then that completion at the end will soon.
所以这是宝贵的。
And that is precious.
当神的话一解开之后。
And after the word of God is unlocked.
圣灵他的同在在那里。
Then the Holy Spirit's presence is there.
你发现祭司也转向主。
And you see that the priest turned to the Lord.
本来在犹太人这个宗教制度里面的。
Originally in the in Judaism,
所以他们照着圣殿的规矩在那里侍奉的。
They serve according to the rules of the temple.
他们一切的侍奉都是凭着外面看得见的。
And all their service was related to outwardly visible things.
但是当圣灵工作，当神的话解开了。
But as the Holy Spirit worked and as the Word of God was unveiled,
结果这些祭司也能够。活在顺服信心的这个实际里面。
These priests could also live in submission under faith.
所以这是很宝贵的事情。
And that is a precious thing.
今天我们如果有活在信心的里面的弟兄姊妹帮助我们。
Today, if brothers who are living in faith help us.
活在信心就不活在眼见。
If they live in faith, then they are not living by sight.
活在信心的跟神的话是连在一起的。
And if they are living by faith, then they are joined to the word of God.
活在信心的是受圣灵很直接很有效的引导的。
They are directly led and effectively by the Holy Spirit.
活在信心的也是天对他来讲是真实的打开的。
And for those who live in faith, heaven is truly opened.
所以他的行事为人可能跟活在没有活在信心的是有不一样的。
And perhaps some of their actions are different from those who don't live in faith.
你只要多观察就能分别出来。
And if you just observe a little, you will notice.
那第三个方面就是耶稣基督的名。
The third aspect is the name of the Lord.
彼得在使徒行传第二章宣告，凡求告主名的就必得救。
In Acts 2, Peter proclaimed that all who call on the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved.
这是在使徒行传里面第一次提到他的名的那一方面。
And that's the first time that in Acts that it speaks of the name of Christ in this way.
这个对我们也应该是真实的。
And this should also be real to us.
有一个弟兄啊，
There was a certain brother.
他原来没有信主的时候，他还没有信主的时候是个杀人犯。
Before he was saved, he was a murderer.
然后他被关在台湾有一个监狱叫做绿岛监狱，就是离开台湾的一个小岛。
And he had been imprisoned in this island off the coast of Taiwan.
他是属于死刑犯。
And he was given the death penalty.
等候被执行死刑。
He was waiting for his death sentence.
在他还没有被执行之前，那个监狱发生了一个重大的事情。
But then before the day of his death sentence, a major event occurred on that prison island.
就是监狱大暴动。监狱暴动 ,riot.
There was a huge riot in the prison.
那个暴动呢死了很多人。
And so many people died as a result of that riot.
他是个杀人犯的应该不怕死才对啊。
He was a murderer. He shouldn't be afraid of death, but...
在这个事情发生之前呢，有些基督徒进到监狱里去跟他传福音说你要信耶稣信啊，他听都不要听的。
And before that, there were some Christians who had gone to the prison and tried preaching the gospel to him, and he said he didn't want to listen to it at all.
没想到这个暴动一发生的时候，他发现他命在旦夕，他活不了。
But all of a sudden, after this riot, he realized that he couldn't live any longer.
我记得没有错话，他说他好像躲在一个桌子底下，然后呢抓得紧紧的，他好像在那干什么呢？他说一直喊主耶稣救我。
And during that riot, I think from what I heard, he was hiding underneath a table. He was clinging onto the legs of the table and saying, Lord Jesus, please save me.
那次暴动呢，死了很多人。
That time during the riot, so many died.
他居然活下来了。
But he did not.
所以他，哇，他觉得主耶稣是真实的。
And then he realized that the Lord Jesus is real.
他就在那个最危险的时候，他说：“主耶稣救我。”
And at that most dangerous time, he said, "Lord Jesus, save me."
然后主耶稣救他了。
And the Lord saved him.
但他还是死刑犯呢。
But he's still on death row.
所以他就开始想认识主。
So now he wanted to know the Lord.
所以他说：“主若可以的话呢，你让我从死刑呢变成不用死。”
So he prayed to the Lord, "If it is possible, may you change my death sentence."
哎，果然就发生不知道什么原因，他就不用死了，他就从死刑犯变成无期徒刑。
And strangely enough, his sentence got changed from a death sentence to life without parole.
无期徒刑还是要一辈子住在监狱里面了。
So he's still in prison for life.
然后他呢，信心在他里面增长。
And now that faith in him was growing.
然后他里面也有个渴慕，他说如果可以的话，他说主耶稣可以的话，将来有一天我能出去的话，我来传耶稣基督，传耶稣是基督。
And he prayed that if it is possible, one day may I be able to leave prison and preach Christ.
所以他就在那里把握机会读经认识主。
He took the opportunity to read the word and to know the Lord.
然后就不晓得为什么就来一个特色。
And we don't know why, but there was a unique circumstance.
他就被特色出来了。
And he was given parole and he left.
所以他后来就到处传耶稣基督。
And he went everywhere to proclaim Christ.
很奇妙的事情。
It's a very amazing thing.
凡求告主名的，就必得救。
All who call upon the name of the Lord.
这应该是我们的经历。
This should be our experience.
这也应该是带给 那些需要经历的人。
And we should bring this to those who need this experience.
但是耶稣基督的名是带着能力的。
The name of the Lord Jesus comes with power.
所以当彼得跟约翰他们本来是要去祷告的。
When Peter and John went to pray,
结果就来到那个殿的门口。殿的门口。
They came before the doors of the temple.
就碰到一个生来瘸腿的人。
And they met someone who was crippled.
就圣灵就感动他。
And the Holy Spirit touched them.
所以这个是要一个对的器皿才有发生这件事情。
And you had to have the right condition for this to happen.
那时候他说金子银子我都没有。我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
And he said that silver and gold I have none, but I proclaim the name of the Lord, of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you rise up and walk.
因为他是对的器皿。
Because he is the right vessel.
所以他是对的器皿，所以耶稣基督的名不但是一个不是一个空名，是带着有能力的名写出来。
And it's not an empty or vain a name in vain, but it, the power was demonstrated because he was the right vessel.
所以那个生来瘸腿的就医好了。
And that person who was born a cripple was healed.
那个已经四十多岁了。
That person was over 40.
那个生来瘸腿已经四十多岁，不是生来瘸腿的小 baby， 是四十多岁的成年人。
He was 40-year-old. He was an adult. He was not a newborn.
天天被抬来。
He had to be carried all the time.
所以蛮有可能主耶稣被钉十字架之前，他已经在那里了。
So it's very possible that when the Lord Jesus was crucified, he was already there.
但是天上的宝座没有叫主耶稣那个时候医治他。
But that time he wasn't healed.
天上的宝座是等到主耶稣复活升天以后，彼得约翰去的时候才说现在要医治他。
The throne in heaven said that it waited until the Lord had already been risen from the dead, and Peter and John had arrived there, and at that time he would be healed.
所以那个时候突然就医治，就跳起来，他走着跳着赞美神。
Suddenly he was healed and he was walking and leaping and praising God.
因为这个事情，彼得、约翰还被抓起来。
And because of this matter, Peter and John were actually captured.
但是彼得里面更强的宣告说，这个名是天下人间独一的尊名，天下人间没有世下别的名可以靠着得救的。
But then Peter and John proclaimed that there is no other name on in heaven or earth by which you can be saved.
所以这个名是宝贵的名。
So this is a precious name.
这个名里面含着就是耶稣基督本来是在天上的宝座。
And this name proclaims that the Lord Jesus was the one who had been on the throne.
他为着救我们的缘故，为着完成救恩的缘故，他倒空了自己，他成为奴仆的样式。
And in order to save us, he emptied himself and took the form of a servant.
他顺服神。
He obeyed God.
死在十字架上。
And he died on the cross.
但是神却叫他死而复活。
But God raised him from the dead.
是给他超乎万民之上的名。
And gave him the name which is above all other names.
所以这个名是很宝贵的。
And that is a precious name.
里面带着极大的丰富。
It comes with such richness.
这是没有一件事情人能做来的。
And that is no, what no human can do.
所以这个名是不是圣徒所拥有的那个名呢？
So is this name...
是不是我们所拥有的这个名？
Is this this name that we cherish?
所以如果我们宝贵这个名，
If we do cherish this name,
那到一个地步可能为这个名就受羞辱。
And perhaps we will be shamed because of this name.
在当时的使徒，当时的圣徒为这个名受羞辱，他们觉得心里特别喜乐。
And during that time, the saints were very joyful for suffering because of this name.
因为他们知道主耶稣为了得到这个名是曾经倒空自己，是被钉在十字架，是死而复活的。
Because they knew that Jesus, in order to receive this name, had emptied himself. He had come to this earth and had risen from the dead.
所以为这个名受羞辱也是宝贵的。
So it is precious to be, to suffer because of this name.
所以圣徒如果宝贵这个名，你就不会愿意在这个名之外再加很多名。
So if you treasure this name, then you will not add any other names to this name.
所以有些的聚会就是这样，他们除了耶稣基督的名之外，还要来加个别的名。
Some gatherings, in addition to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, they add another name.
他的结果就是耶稣基督的名就暗淡了。
And as a result, they lower the name of Christ.
把自己的名高举了。
And they lift up their own name.
祷告的经历 是经历天开了宝座真实性的一个必须的。
Next, prayer is an absolute necessity to experience heaven open and the throne real.
所以当我们有事情
Whenever we encounter any circumstance,
我们是愿意从地上的给我们的资讯马上就做的决定呢
Do we try to make decisions according to the wisdom of the world?
还是我们真愿意在每一个可以的机会经历宝座怎样带领我们
Or are we willing to at every possible time to experience the power from the throne.
如果我们在平常的事情不去经历
If we don't experience this in ordinary matters,
等到你觉得重要的事情我想你也不愿意经历
When you encounter what you consider to be an important matter, you won't be able to experience it.
你要知道经历这个的过程中是我们是需要进入与主同死同埋葬同复活的那个世纪的
To experience this, you have to truly experience the reality of beingDead, buried, and resurrected with the Lord.
是需要我们放下自己，能够接受主的带领。
We must lay down ourselves and be willing to accept the leading of the Lord.
如果我们的意志很强
，If our will is very strong.
如果我们的这个决定很强
，If our decision making is very strong.
就是主清楚地告诉我们，主的意思是这样，我们也不会去接受的。
Even if the Lord plainly tells us that what His will is for us to do, we won't follow it.
所以寻求主的旨意。
So those who seek the will of the Lord.
寻求主在我们可以经历的机会里面去经历它，你就经历宝座现在是真实的。
If you're willing to experience His leading, then you will see that the throne is very real.
其实我们圣徒当在一起交通的时候，这些是我们常常可以交通的东西。
And actually, when we are gathered together for fellowship.This is something we can constantly fellowship about.
我们如何我们的意思是这样但是我们带到主面前寻求之后主照他的心意把我们带到另外更好的那样
Perhaps we had a certain intention but then when we brought it before the Lord he showed us his better will.
我们不要总认为是我们想的是最好的
Don't think that what you want is the best.
我们不要以为我们想的是最周到的
Don't think that what you think is the most reasonable.
是我们人和人之间比起来可能比别人周到一点
Perhaps it seems more reasonable when you compare it to what other people want
在我们眼见的范围之内好像已经有足够的理由
Based on what we have seen perhaps you think that it is already there are enough reasons already
但是只有天上的宝座才能有鉴察万事的真正的能力
But only the eyes from the throne can see all things
所以这个带到他面前从他里得到答案
So bring it before the Lord
这是教会一开始的时候面对需要就到主面前就是寻求这个东西
And when the early church went before the Lord this is what they sought after
所以那个时候当十二使徒缺了一个犹大已经没有了那缺一个出来的时候
For example when the 12 disciples were missing one because of Judas
他们最后还要二选一。
They had two people and they needed to choose one more person.
但他们需要从神那里得着。
But they needed to receive from the Lord.
所以这需要盼望主给我们在一起侍奉，在一起追求，在一起这个生命成长的过程中，也是我们有宝贵的经历。
As we serve and pursue the Lord together, may we also have these precious experiences.
那我们要说，哇，我们一起经历了主在这样的情况的带领。
Let us experience how the Lord has led us in such and such a particular circumstance.
另外就是教会生活在一起擘饼在一起祷告在一起交通这些都需要经历祷告的后面的祷告的生活。
And the other aspects of breaking bread and remembering the Lord and praying together, we also need to experience the prayer life behind that.
所以我们这个人如果在主面前的光景是一个下沉的光景
If our spiritual condition before the Lord is down on a downward trend,
在擘饼聚会里面应当把感谢赞美归给主的时候，我们就没有办法。
During the breaking of bread, we should give all our thanksgiving and praise to the Lord, but we are unable to.
我们跟弟兄姊妹有过不去的关系。
If there's something that we can't get past another brother or sister,
我们真的不愿意解决。
And we are not willing to deal with it.
它的结果就是我擘饼聚会也是封口。
The result is that you feel separated from the breaking of bread.
如果我们愿意把所有的在擘饼聚会之前，在主面前好好的跟主对付
If we are willing to deal with every matter before the Lord, before the breaking of bread,
在他面前做一个释放的人,
then we are set free before Him.
我们不但有得拯救、得释放的地位，我们也是带一个释放的光景来到聚会当中。
We have been set free and saved by the Lord, and we bring a condition of being set free in the meeting.
不可能不受感动。
How can you not be touched by the Lord?
圣灵不会偏待人。
The Holy Spirit will not show partiality.
圣灵不会只对我们的弟兄给他充满多一点，给我少一点。
The Holy Spirit will not fill one brother more and another brother less.
不可能的事情。
That is an impossible matter.
问题不在圣灵，问题不在主。
The problem is not with the Lord.
问题是在我身上。
The problem is with us.
这是需要注意的。
And this is something we should pay attention to.
在初期的教会，当他们聚在一起祷告的时候，甚至到一个地步，地大震动。
And when the early church prayed together, it reached such a point that the earth shook.
今天我们不一定要地大震动。
Today, perhaps we don't need to cause an earthquake.
我们只要主照着他旨意成就在我们当中，我们就十分的受鼓励。
We just need the Lord to accomplish His will among us, and we are strongly encouraged.
而且在这个在初期的教会，他们在祷告中叫死人复活。
And in prayer in the early church, they caused the dead to rise again.
所以这是宝贵的。
These are all precious.
大家在祷告上要认真。
And so you must be very you must be very careful as you pray.
没有好的个人祷告生活。
There, if you don't have a good individual prayer life,
你绝对会轻看教会性的祷告。
You will look lightly upon the prayer in the church.
如果你有好的个人祷告生活。
If you have a good individual prayer life,
有一天圣灵要感动你，要跟弟兄姊妹在一起，为了主的心意，在教会里面祷告。
Then one day the Holy Spirit will touch you so that in the church you pray together with the brothers and sisters for the Lord's will.
所以来教会祷告，跟弟兄姊妹一起祷告。
So when you come to the church to pray with brothers and sisters.
不错，有很多个人的需要。
Yes, there are many individual needs.
但更重要是主的需要。
But more importantly are the needs of the Lord.
如果我们的身量不够。
If our capacity is not enough.
我们连为个人祷告都摆不上。
We won't even be able to pray for one another.
更不要说为主的心意摆上。
And how can you even talk about praying for the Lord's will?
但主，如果我们的身量够。
But if our capacity is sufficient.
我们跟主的这个祷告的关系够好。
Our connection with the Lord in prayer is so strong.
我就是很累，我就是时间很缺乏。
Even when we are tired, even when we don't have much time.
主还是给我时间。
The Lord still gives us time.
主让我带着一个病痛的身体来祷告，但是带着一个健康的身体回去。
The Lord may allow us to bring a broken, sick body to prayer, but then go home with a healthy body.
这是我亲身经历的。
That is what I have personally experienced.
我多少次参加祷告聚会的时候是带着头痛，是带着身体不舒服去的。
Many times when I go to the prayer meeting, I may have a headache or maybe I'm not feeling well.
但是我离开的时候，主已经主不但让我把负担释放了，主也医治了我。
But as I leave the prayer meeting, on one hand, the burden has been released. On the other hand, I feel healed.
所以你有好的祷告生活，天开了，宝座在天上也在地上，这是真实的。
So when you have a good prayer life, you see heaven opened and the throne in heaven and on earth, and that is real.
不要批评有经历的人。
Don't criticize those who have this experience.
要羡慕被主带到有经历的地步。
But you should desire to have these experiences.
不要找机会去批评说那些人怎么样怎么样。
Don't take the time to criticize others for having doing this or that.
要真正受主的带领，进入主所喜悦的地步。
But be led by the Lord and enter into what the Lord desires.
因为主的使者显现。
And the other is the aspect of the appearance of the Lord's messenger.
啊，那个时候，这个那些逼迫圣徒的，把使徒抓起来。
During that time, many saints were captured because of persecution.
但是主显现，把使徒救出来。
But the Lord's messenger came and saved them out of prison.
腓力去撒玛利亚传福音。
When Philip went to Samaria to preach.
但是当这个他那里工作告一段落的时候，那个主派一个使者告诉他说要去 旷野的路去找那个太监得救。
After the work in Samaria had reached a certain point, the messenger came to him and sent him to the desert to meet the Ethiopian eunuch.
结果太监就得救了。
And then the Ethiopian eunuch was saved.
主用很奇妙的方法。
The Lord has many amazing methods.
这一方面呢，主要怎么样在个别圣徒做，我不知道。但是需要做的时候，主就会做。
And in this matter, we don't know how the Lord will do His work, but if the need is there, He will do it.
甚至主是亲自显现的。
And maybe the Lord will personally.
主的亲自显现，显明天是开的。
And He personally, when He personally appears, He shows that heaven is open.
斯提凡殉道的时候，天是开的。
When Stephen was martyred, heaven was open.
主站起来迎接他。
The Lord stood up to receive him.
现在得着一个有耶稣基督见证人在地上。
Because he has gained someone who testifies of the Lord Jesus on earth.
扫罗正是去逼迫圣徒的时候。
Just as Saul was going to persecute the believers.
主就遇见他。
The Lord met him.
主遇见他把他打倒了。
The Lord caused him to fall down.
眼睛看不见了。
And his eyes became blind.
但是主没有亲自医治他。
The Lord didn't personally heal him.
主一个叫一个怕他人去医治他。
But the Lord sent someone who feared him to heal him.
所以主需要向那个在大马色那个亚拿尼亚显现。
So the Lord had to reveal himself to Ananias in Damascus.
然后叫他去医治保罗，把他带到基督的身体里面。
And sent him to heal Paul, heal Saul, and to bring him into the body of Christ.
所以保罗有基督身体的看见不是偶然的。
So the fact that Paul sees the body of Christ is not a coincidence.
当他在逼迫基督身体的时候，主说：“你为什么逼迫我？”
As he was persecuting the body of Christ, the Lord said, "Why are you persecuting me?"
当他被主亲自遇见得救的时候，主不亲自医治他，主叫他的身体的肢体去医治他。
When the Lord revealed himself to him, he didn't personally heal Paul, but he sent a member of his body to heal Paul.
这是主让保罗要认识基督的身体。
Because the Lord wanted Paul to recognize the body.
不要轻看任何一个肢体。
Do not look lightly upon any member of the body.
不要觉得我们比别的肢体更好。
Don't think that you are better than any other member.
不要我们觉得比别的肢体更配这个，更配那个。
Don't think that you are more worthy than another member of something or that.
主要把我们显出一个身体的实际。
The Lord wants us to demonstrate the reality of one body.
所以主要把那个墙、那个障碍、那个不健康的东西从我们当中挪去。
The Lord will remove all hindrances and all unclean things.
好，我今天先到这。
So here we'll end the message.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
愿你亲自向我们显现你自己。
May you personally reveal yourself to us.
在圣灵里面向我们显现。
May you reveal yourself to us in the Holy
Spirit. 在你的话里面向我们显现。
May you reveal yourself to us in your word.
在你的名里面向我们显现。
May you reveal yourself to us in the Spirit.
在我们的祷告中向我们显现。
May you reveal yourself to us in our prayers.
在我们需要的时候，派你的使者向我们显现。
And when we need it, may you send your messenger to reveal yourself.
必要的时候，主你亲自向我们显现。
And when needed, may you personally reveal yourself to us.
愿你教我们怎样宣告基督耶稣是主。
Teach us to proclaim Christ Jesus as Lord.
把颂赞荣耀归给你。
We give you all blessing and honor.
也快快地迎接你自己的再来。
That we can quickly receive your return.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.